I'm looking forward to it though. I had it on my bucket list for this year. I like, man, I gotta go see Usher. And then a lot of, you know, things transpired this year. And it just be like, man, a lot of things just falling in line to just, Tyler, just live your life. Sir, top of the top, episode 240, Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. If you tune in weekly, salute. And it's just an episode, so some topics you may want to hear about, salute to you as well. Podcast available on all podcast streaming platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Subscribe, leave comments, reviews. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. All that good stuff y'all do to help support this podcast. Back after a hiatus. This is my first episode since the new year. I think I had one episode early January, but a hiatus nonetheless, for obvious reasons. If you've been under a rock, or if you're just not in tune with what I got going on in January, January 11th. This is about to sound so weird, but January 11th, my mom sadly passed away. Thank everybody, man. I got to say it once again. Thank everybody who's been there with me throughout this year. I mean, the year started off with a haymaker. No other way I can really say it. I'm my only child, so I've been surrounded by love since. Just want to thank everybody, man, for my family, my friends, co-workers, my mom's friends, co-workers, everybody in our circle, man. I just really, 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 really want to give my thanks once again. And yeah, that sounded very, very fucking weird to say. I've been dealing with it the best way I can deal with it. She left me plenty, plenty game. Always taught me from when I was young till as a grown as adult. Tyler, just keep your faith. You know what I'm saying? Believe in the higher power. Thank God. I don't know how I've been getting through this. The strength, I don't know where the strength came from. There's only one place I can make a good guess on where this strength came from. It got to be the man above. The man above, my mom, her spirit still lives on. People say I look like her, so that's going to remain a constant, of course, through the rest of my life. And, yeah, I'm not going to spend too much time talking about this. Her birthday does fall on a Tuesday, I believe, this year. So maybe when that comes around, I get more in-depth with it. But somebody gave me some great advice because, like I said, only child, me and my mom. He was like, bro, just don't get in the mindset of going back to normal. He said, throw that out the window. That's going to be your number one mistake. He said, I wish I had somebody to tell me that when it happened with him. He said, bro, just don't try to go back to normal because your life is not going to be normal no more. The person you trust the most, the person you love the most, you know what I'm saying, physically they're not here no more, so you can't go back to being normal again. So I've accepted the fact that, you know, it's a new chapter in my life. I've been grieving. I'm going to continue to grieve forever, but at the same time, I've been remaining focused. You know what I'm saying? I can't crash out. I won't crash out. I remained focused, went back to work, doing what I do, taking care of what I got to take care of. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, she left me plenty of game. Not just on no recent, none of that, since I was young enough to remember. Like she said, Tyler, it's a part of life. No matter if it was a family member that passed away, a friend that passed away, a celebrity, no matter. She always told me, Tyler, it's a part of life. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen eventually. Just make sure you're prepared for it spiritually, mentally. It's like, you're going to cry, you're going to miss me, all that. But, son, you're going to have to move on. And I didn't want to hear that. You know, growing up, when she told me, I'm like, Mom, I want to hear about you. She's like, I'm just telling you the truth. That's how it's going to be. So you can mentally prepare for it all you want, emotionally, but it's still like, when people say it's like, yeah, you can feel something missing, they're not lying. You know what I'm saying? I don't wish this grief on anybody. But that's the way life works. You know what I'm saying? So much going on in the world and so many people taking losses. You know, so condolences, prayers, anybody going through something right now, y'all know on this podcast, I don't get personal too much, but when I got to get personal, I get personal. And it can't get more personal than this. You know what I'm saying? I've been away from podcasting for a month and a half, I'll say, right now. Really 2 months. I only dropped one episode this year. So I've been, sitting back, peeping as well. What's been going on in the news cycle? A lot of bull been going on, but it is what it is. And yeah, for the foreseeable future, to the remainder of this year, to I'm still here with this podcast, man. Just you got to go through these bumps in the road. There's going to be plenty more bumps in the road. You just got to be prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? Trust in the higher power, and that's what I'm going to do. So once again, to wrap this part up, just thank everybody, man. Whether you've been texting me constantly, calling my phone, emails, whatever, social media, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all. I really, really appreciate that. My mom was loved by many. You know what I'm saying? So if you didn't know, or you know, so I didn't get the word to you, and you know, you was cool with my mom growing up. You know what I'm saying? I apologize, but shit, that was a lot of people to tell. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. That was a lot of people. The phone call, the reached out through on Facebook. It was a lot of people, man. My mama knew a lot of damn people. So yeah. Sending my love out to everybody. Now, following along with the rest of this episode, this is just a quick brief, you know, summary of what I've been paying attention to so far this year while I've been away from podcasting in terms of music and sports and whatever else, wrestling, of course, a lot of stuff been going on in that world. But next week, I will get more in tune with the current events. I am recording this in February, dropping this first Tuesday in March. So next week, be on the lookout for more current events in terms of what's been going on in the current news cycle. But it's just some things I've been paying attention to. First, let's start with music. Schoolboy Q announced his album Blue Lips is dropping March 1st. So I'll talk more about that next week as well. I'm looking forward to this project. This Schoolboy Q first project since Crash Talk in 2019. And I'm looking forward to it. He's been doing the rollout for the album has been great. He's dropped like 3 or 4 records. All with videos. He's dropped vlogs, like minute, 2 minute vlogs on YouTube. He got vinyls and physical CDs out for sale on his website. Remember, I talked about that at the end of last year. I want to see more artists do that. I'm cool with the, you know, streaming. I'm cool with that, but give me the chance to at least purchase some type of merchandise from you from this album rollout. And that's what Schoolboy Q is doing with this Blue Lips project. I'm looking forward to it. At this point, I'm going into the Schoolboy Q album with the mindset of Schoolboy Q is in the mindset of, hey, it's time for me to step up. Kendrick is gone from TDE. And after Kendrick, you could just say, outside of SZA, of course, you will say in terms of the rapper, Schoolboy Q is next in line. So just by the songs I'm hearing, he's in a different mindset. And I've been hearing different interviews. These interviews came out like August, September of last year. And he's saying, I had to get uncomfortable for this album. With Crash Talk, he said he really didn't care for the Crash Talk album. I personally enjoyed the Crash Talk album. It's not at the level of Oxymoron or Blank Face, but it's still a pretty good, solid album. But he said, I had to get back to being uncomfortable in the studio. And of course, with TDE, you can have 5 different albums ready to go, and they'll be like, nah, it's not ready yet. Nah, it's not ready. So they run a tight, tight camp over that way at TDE. But all in all, I'm looking forward to the Schoolboy Q project, Blue Lips, drop March 1st. And of course, I'll come back and talk about that album as well next week. But in terms of albums, I've had the chance to listen to for a good part of this year so far. First off, 21 Savage, American Dream, 15 records, features. You got Doja Cat, Young Thug, Lil Durk, Travis Scott, Summer Walker, Brent Faiyaz, Burna Boy, and Mariah the Scientist. Overall, it's a well-put-together project or album, I'll say. The only thing with 21 is I feel like he's getting to that point now in his career outside of the Metro Boomin' Savage Mode albums, because it's like he got 2 different types of albums. You got the Metro Boomin' Savage Mode, Savage Mode 2, and then he has albums which also got beats produced by Metro Boomin', but it's more of a album with different producers. To where it's like, okay, he can hold his own in this lane and in that lane. And in terms of mainstream success, I see the route he's trying to go is in terms of using old soul and R&B samples as well. I'm not mad at it. It's a lane I feel like that's been open for a while. I just think he need, like, Mariah the Scientist is cool, but, and Summer Walker is cool, but I want to go back to the days of bringing the unknown woman on the track and have her sing. Like, who is this? Like, breaking the artist damn near. I like to see that rather than using the samples and the go-to samples or the samples R&B people know, use somebody who's new, fresh on the scene, have her write her own hook or somebody else write the hook for her, and we be like, yo, who is that? So I see that's the route he's going. I'm not mad at it. Like I said, as long as you give me a good balance, give me the Metro Boomin' type production, give me the Savage Mode, 21 Savage I enjoy, give me the one that's going to go commercial, if you want to say, because he's great at doing those commercial records too. I will give 21 Savage credit with that. When it comes to an artist who you'll say, Tyler, when you first heard 21 Savage, do you think he'll be at the level he's on now? And I'll say, you know, the internet, social media, yeah, you're going to, you know, get notoriety, but I didn't think his music would still be with that type of content, still be like, okay, it's something I'll put on and listen to. So kudos to 21 Savage. He dropped his early, got it out the way. I'm not mad at it. American Dream. Favorite tracks. I could have dealt without some features, though. I will say that as well. The Lil Durk feature I could have dealt without. The Travis Scott feature I could have dealt without. The Burna Boy song I could have dealt without. But my favorite records, probably one of my favorites on this project, shockingly enough, the NHIE record with Doja Cat. I really enjoy that record. The Sneaky record. The Popular Shit with Young Thug. Letter to My Brother, that's an early favorite for me as well. And Shoulda Wore a Bonnet with Brent. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he's going to that lane where he's tapping in with the R&B artists. I like that. I like that from 21 Savage, Keep Going. Album, American Dream, came out in January. That's been in my rotation in terms of new music so far this year. Next up, Benny the Butcher, Everybody Can't Go. 12 records, a gang of features. Lil Wayne, Kyle Banks, Snoop Dogg, Stove God Cooks, Armani Caesar, Jadakiss, Babyface Ray, Westside Gunn, Conway, Rick Hyde, and Peezy. Now, overall, an album, Benny the Butcher, produced by Alchemist and Hit-Boy. They taking turns. That's my go-to. That's my formula. But the thing going into this album, I ain't going to say it was a concern, but it's the Griselda way nowadays where you know you're going to get records that not your typical Griselda-sounding type of tracks in terms of the boom bap, the 2017, 2018, 2019 Griselda-type music. And he said in interviews he got Hit-Boy and Alchemist because those are the two producers he had the most success with. Johnny P. Caddis featuring J. Cole was produced by Alchemist. I think that got a gold, and that was big for Griselda being the underground. Coming from the underground like they have the past few years, that was big for them. And the Hit-Boy album, that was probably a lot of people's favorite album from Benny. Me personally, I'm still waiting on the Tanner Talk 3 Benny. I'm not mad, like I said before, I'm not mad when you go to the other lane. In this project, he got songs where he goes to that other lane, but it's more of the Benny I like to hear with Alchemist and Hit-Boy. But I'm still waiting for him to get back with Derringer and just give me that Tanner Talk 3 feel. I don't care if it's just one song. I just need that feel, that Hov 97, that Joe Pesci 38 type Benny one more time. I just want to hear a song just one time. But like I said, with this one, yes, he was doing different styles, but overall, he kept it aware. Okay, it's not too much of let me go to this lane. It's still the core of Benny. So I like that as well. The ratio, if you want to say. I enjoyed the ratio of the records he had on this project. Favorite records, Jermaine's Graduation, TMVTL, One Foot In with Stove God, Pillow Talking Slander with Babyface Ray and Jadakiss, Griselda Express with Conway, Westside Gunn, and Rick Hyde. Overall, I think Griselda's going to have another great year. This Benny album, it delivered. I think Conway got something cooking up. Stove God Cooks, once again, on the clock. I think that's the one most Griselda fans are waiting on. Like, damn, Stove God, we waiting on you. I said it when Westside Gunn album came out. And, of course, speaking of Griselda, another album that came out that's been in my rotation, Bodie James, Nick Craven, Penalty of Leadership, 11 tracks. They follow up to the 2022 project, Fair Exchange, No Robbery, which is still one of my favorite projects since the new decade started, if you want to say. Damn, we already 4 years in, huh? That's crazy. Speaking of Bodie and Benny the Butcher, Benny announced his tour, Everybody Can't Go, with Bodie James on the road with him as well. I'm looking forward to that. I think they're in Atlanta in April. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Benny and Bodie James in concert live. Just being in that room with all the underground cats. You know what I'm saying? I've been waiting on one of those type of concerts to go to. And some concerts, once again, we at this point, man. These concerts, I'm going to talk about it with Usher in a minute. Man, they about to hit the road again. And as you can tell, if you're trying to get those Usher tickets, you know what type of headache it's been. Now, it's not going to be a headache for Benny and Bodie, but damn, I can only imagine the rest of the year, just based off of how Usher's was such a headache for most people. Me personally, it wasn't a headache, but I've been seeing a lot of people complain about those Usher tickets. And yeah, it ain't as, let's go to Ticketmaster real quick, cop these tickets and go type of thing no more. That was the good old days. Now, even with pre-sale, it's been a headache. So, yeah. But back to Bodie James, Nick Craven, favorite records, Evil Genius, Murderous Tendencies, No Pun Intended, Brand New Chanel Kits, and Straight A's. Straight A's. So, Bodie, Nick, once again, they delivered. Shout out to Killer Mike at the Grammys, swept the rap category. I saw a lot of people, Killer Mike. There's nothing for me to say in terms of Killer Mike winning Grammys. I talked about Killer Mike album when it dropped. I talked about Killer Mike album during my mid-year special last year. I talked about Killer Mike album at the end of the year special as well. Killer Mike album remained in rotation for me since it dropped last year. Shout out to Killer Mike, well-deserved. And once again, like I said, Usher, he dropped a new album, Super Bowl Halftime Show. I wasn't mad at the halftime show or the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl, too, by the way, defeating the San Francisco 49ers because I was MIA for the podcast throughout the entire NFL playoffs. But shout out to Kansas City. I'll say dynasty. I know the typical to get stamped as a dynasty, you got to win three straight. But they won, three in the last 5 years or something like that. But, of course, a three-peat will solidify their dynasty. So, shout out to Kansas City Chiefs. But back to Usher, halftime show, I enjoyed it. It was a little bit too much for me being a fan of Usher and those. I saw somebody post like, damn, the halftime show now, we are the target audience. You know what I'm saying? Early 30s, mid-30s, early 40s, whatever. So when Usher was performing, I was singing the songs word for word. And it was sometimes like, damn, he get to the hook. And before the verse start, he go to another record. And it's like, damn, I want to Let It Burn to burn a little bit more. I wanted to hear a little bit more of this, a little bit more of that. So, but overall, man, that's a lot of songs to perform in like a 10-15 minute window. And Usher got a lot of records. So, and I've been hearing like when people who are at the Super Bowl, they're like, yeah, some people were just sitting there. But for the most part, people was up singing word for word. And that Usher concert, the tour, this is my biggest, not critique or issue with the tour, but man, that's a lot of dates. That's a lot of back-to-back dates. And Usher puts on the show. He's capable of doing it. We've seen it with Beyonce, Drake. We've seen artists, Travis Scott, these artists who tour. Touring is not for the weak. And these ain't artists who just get on stage, have a mic in front of them, and just sit there the whole time. They got routines. They got set designs changes. They got wardrobe changes. Audio got to be right. Graphics. Lights. It's a whole spectacle. It's not just a, hey, y'all come in the room, we just go perform. Nah, these folks doing stadiums and arenas. They capable of doing it, but man, they got to be a lot on the body. Especially for Usher, man. Just look at those dates. And he just keep adding Atlanta dates. And I get it, but, man, I'm looking forward to it, though. I had it on my bucket list for this year. I like, man, I got to go see Usher. And then a lot of, you know, things transpired this year. And it just be like, man, a lot of things just falling in line to just, Tyler, just live your life. You got to live your life now. So shout out to Usher. Shout out to Benny, Bodie going on tour. I'm looking for, I think, Currency. He had tweeted. He lining up his tour dates. That's one of my GOATs, so I'm going to see Currency whenever I can. Who else I would like to see? Party Next Door. I know I keep shooting myself in the foot, but I'm just waiting. Drake and Cole on tour. I think they said Drake had canceled his Birmingham, Alabama show. Not sure the reasoning, but you know, a lot of people was surprised that Cole and Drake were doing these other markets, but I think all these markets deserve some love, man, when it comes to these tours. Of course, if you in the Birmingham area, Montgomery, Columbus, Georgia, Phoenix City. You know, the Atlanta, you know, we can go to Atlanta for the show, but we would like to just get up and know we got a show in our hometown. But a lot of things go into that. Live Nation with these arenas, and like I said, it's a luxury now to go on these go to these shows, especially arena shows and stadium shows. It's a luxury. Now you gotta know, okay, Beyonce announced a country album coming, a tour is coming with that. Schoolboy Q announced Blue Lips, a tour is coming with that. So whenever these artists start doing their album rollouts, that's when you need to just save up and just be like, hey y'all, we go to this show, we all gotta log in at the same time. It's like that now. Cause when I did the pre-sale for Usher, they was like, you waiting in the queue, right? That's normal. This is my first time buying a concert to where, since the pandemic, of course, to where I'm dealing with the pre-sale. Cause I only been to like one concert since the pandemic, and that was Currency. And that was a quick, I don't gotta get it right now. It's not gonna sell out that quick. I can wait, went in, Ticketmaster, bam, bam, bam. Usher, a little bit different. So first I had to find a pre-sale code. I got a Ticketmaster account, but I'm not sure the email got, you know, lost in the shuffle. I don't know, but I saw they had a Verizon pre-sale. So I did the Verizon pre-sale. I got in the queue. I went to go get my ticket, and they had like probably 5 seats available in terms of pre-sale at the time. So I'm like, okay, let me look at this. It was a time where I look at the price of a ticket, go to another ticket, the other ticket gone. So it's like, you got to get it while you in there. So I'm like, damn. Well, let me go and get this ticket right here. Boom, boom, boom. But I was telling people, if you're trying to go and y'all got a group of 4, a group of 5, I mean, y'all might as well just wait for resale. Because that queue, that pre-sale queue, I don't know if it was just the one I was in or what, but they'll come and disappear. It ain't like, no, you gotta pick, and nah, they coming and going. So, yeah, it was like the 300 in there, man. Folks battling to get those Usher tickets. So moving forward the rest of the year in terms of that, just be on the lookout. I'm telling you. Now, to end this episode, like I said, I don't want to keep y'all here too long. Wrestling, man. A lot been going on. We on the road to WrestleMania. A lot of things going on. First, the Vince McMahon situation. Another one. Another Vince McMahon situation. Paying off escorts or something like that. The police brought Lesnar so he can resign. That happened. Netflix deal, a humongous deal. Shout out to Nick Khan. They said he was the mastermind behind the Netflix deal. That's going to go into effect. I'll talk more about that probably when we get to WrestleMania or something. We got Elimination Chamber coming up. I'm recording this a week before Elimination Chamber, so I'm looking forward to that. I'll watch that Saturday whenever I wake up because they're in Australia. I think they say on the East Coast, around this way, it's going to show at 5 a.m. on the Peacock app. On the West Coast, 2 a.m. I'll just watch it whenever I get up that Saturday morning. You know what I'm saying? So we got Elimination Chamber coming up. The Rock, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns situation. My biggest thing with that was going to the Royal Rumble. I was like, okay, if you got Cody winning back-to-back Royal Rumbles, you can't make it so obvious, because I'm where I was last year, y'all. I don't see it with Cody. I think he's going to be more of a person or a champion. I'm sorry. I think Cody Rhodes will be more the champion of he's better as the hunter rather than the hunted. Of course, they switched the story up to now where people just tired of Roman Reigns. Me personally, I'm still with Roman. Whoever Roman on, that's what I'm on. But they got it to where people are tired of him now. They just want to see somebody win. And Cody Rhodes, since he came in a couple years ago, he's been the guy. I said it before he got hurt. I think with Vince in charge and Cody coming over, he was going to be champion by SummerSlam. But he got hurt. And now, with The Rock inserting himself in, being on the board of TKO and a lot of stuff surrounding that, I mean, at this point, man, if you don't have Cody win, I don't want to see it personally. I got to see more leading up to WrestleMania for me to be like, all right, cool. At this point, it feels like if Cody does lose at Mania, they're going to have a real problem on their hands. At this point, you kind of got to have Cody win. I don't know how they're going to do it, though. I don't know how they're going to do it. For me, being a wrestling fan, an ideal way for me to see Roman lose after this long of a reign everybody he's beat has to come in the ring and, like, do they finisher on him. Like, The Rock, Roman, that's the one we wanted to see last year, but The Rock wasn't down for it, so now he's coming back, now he's healed. He's going to play a role. I wonder what type of role Seth Rollins is going to play in all this. Because I feel like Seth Rollins may end up losing his belt at WrestleMania. Of course, he needs a vacation. He needs to get his body together. But you got Seth Rollins, still got Damian Priest with the briefcase. Even though I don't think Damian Priest is going to play a role in the Roman Reigns Cody Rhodes feud, I don't see them going that route with Damian Priest, but who knows? A lot of things, man. A lot of things. The way they're shooting the shots now on the program and Raw and SmackDown, showing the arrivals of the superstars. A lot of stuff is left to play out, not just with Roman and Cody, but just overall the roster leading up to WrestleMania. A lot of stuff I would have to get into when we get closer to WrestleMania on that. It's just so much week by week that's been going on. When we get to Mania, that's when I'll break everything down in terms of the wrestling world. But a lot of things to look forward to heading to WrestleMania. We're going to see how Elimination Chamber play out. But, of course, y'all know I'm tuned into that. I've been getting a lot of folks, and just rapid fire real quick. I've been getting a lot of folks hearing me about Ohio State, a lot of moves they've made throughout the offseason, a lot of players returning for next year. A lot of people already saying, yo, it's championship or bust. Championship or bust, and I'll talk more about that, you know, later on this year. I'm not going to talk about Ohio State right now in March or nothing like that. But, yeah, a lot to talk about when we get to college football. Speaking of college football, they announced NCAA football 25 is returning as well this summer. Looking forward to that. Basketball news, really just it's all-star break right now while I'm recording as well. Just waiting on playoffs, play-in, playoff scenarios. You know what I'm saying? A lot. Nothing happened really in the trade deadline. Monumental. At this point, I'm just ready for the play-in. I watch basketball throughout the week, whether it's locally Atlanta Hawks or if it's on ESPN, TNT, ABC. I watch the games because I'm a fan of basketball. But in terms of what's happening, I'm just waiting on play-in and the playoffs to come around with that. And like I said, the Kansas City Chiefs, they defeated the San Francisco 49ers. Waiting on the NFL draft, see what happens with that. See what happens with that. See what happens with Justin Fields in Chicago. Y'all know I want Justin Fields to come to Atlanta, so I'm keeping my eye on that. Seeing with Marvin Harrison Jr., where he gets drafted, see what happens with Caleb Williams. You know what I'm saying? Justin Fields, Chicago, what's going to happen with that. A lot of things to look forward to. New music, waiting on some music to drop. So a lot of things, man. I'm back in rotation, Stash House Podcast. But I got my ass knocked down the first round. I got my ass knocked down, knockout. Didn't make the 10 count. But you got to get up and just keep pushing, man. Keep pushing. Stay prayed up. Take care of what you need to take care of. Keep your body healthy. You know what I'm saying? Keep your mental health. Keep that intact as well. And just enjoy life while you still can. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing my mom, I know for a fact she did. She enjoyed life. So I got to keep on doing it. Like I said, I don't know where this strength coming from, but I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the people I got in my corner helping me get through this. It's not an overnight thing. You know what I'm saying? But I got to keep going. I got to keep working. There's no way I was going to let this podcast. She knew about this podcast. She told people about this podcast. There's no way I was going to put the mic down, man. I had to come back. You know that. So, yeah, moving forward, Stash House Podcast, we back. So this has been episode 240, Stash House Podcast. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Appreciate y'all for getting the word out. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to check out this podcast. Be aware of your surroundings. Keep me in your prayers. I'll do the same for y'all. Salute.